Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 36 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network. And as promised yesterday, I am in the car on the way home with my daughter, Cassie. Say hi, Cassie.
Hi.
And can you tell everybody what grade you're in?
I'm in sixth grade.
She is in sixth grade, and we just got done with gymnastics. And I have to say, I am super proud of her because she just did five back handsprings in a row. How did that feel?
Amazing. I've been trying at that for basically since Mom taught me.
Yeah. Yeah. After she got done, she was like, I'm dizzy. I can't see straight. But on our way up here, we were talking about something that I know a lot of kids her age and younger, I'd say, are pretty interested in. And it's a product that I'm learning more and more about, too. And it's this thing called Pop Tropica. And it's a pretty neat game that has some real educational value to it. So, Cassie, can you give us a brief description of what Pop Tropica is?
Well, you have an avatar, and you go on these quests throughout these islands in your little blimp.
Okay, very good. And so you've got all these different islands, and what are some of the themes of the islands?
One of them is mythology, which is one of my personal favorites. Then there's some, like, time travel, zombie. Yes, zombie.
Okay. Very good. I think I forgot to mention this earlier. No, you told him what grade you were in, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, she already did. So, in sixth grade, and so the thing that I think is really neat about this is that it kind of incorporates some of the content that kids might be studying in class or might not even get to class in class yet, and it's making it into a game. Cass, can you tell us about the game part of it? Like, you know, what's fun about it? What makes it feel kind of like a game?
Well, you sort of make your own choices trying to get to the end. You have to find all these items and do certain challenges to finish your quest.
Yeah. And so we were having a conversation about this earlier, and we were talking about sort of like the educational value of this. Like, it would be a good thing for kids to do. And Cass had some really good reasons for why she thought Pop Tropica was useful, at least for kids to do on their own, if not maybe as something to do with extra time in class, like if somebody gets done with something early. So, Cass, what were some of the reasons that you thought that Pop Tropica was good for kids?
Well, you can use stuff you've learned in class. My history class just went over ancient Greece, and with the mythology island, I was like, hey, I know this stuff, and it's really cool.
Yeah, and you were talking about problem solving and logic, too. Tell them about that.
Yeah, on that same island, mythology, I had to learn a certain tune to put Cerberus to sleep. Uh-huh. And I had to do this thing that's sort of like Simon, and you have to follow the flute notes, and it was pretty hard.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was kind of like a problem-solving thing, and yeah, that's one of the things that I like about it, is that there is an awful lot of that sort of problem-solving, critical thinking piece in it, which is really cool. So, and how much does Pop Tropica cost?
Zero, nothing, unless you buy a membership, which is totally unneeded.
Totally unneeded, because you can get a lot of this stuff for free, right? Very good. So, Cass, what like ages would you recommend Pop Tropica for?
It says like 8 to like 16 and older. Mm-hmm. But I think like start at 8 and all ages, really.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking I kind of want to play it too, so. All right, so there you go. Pop Tropica, maybe something worth checking out. Cass, we're done. How do you feel? Are you relieved now that this is over?
I'm glad no semis honked at us.
Yeah, that's true. While we're driving along, we better turn this off before that happens.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.